going to be completely isolated in this house for 7 days.
I'm closing the door now. It's gonna be the last time I'm gonna see you. All right, no human contact.
I will have no access to my phone, laptop, TVs, and no human contact. And even though I will have everything I would want in this house,
I'm so excited.
I'm literally going to be completely cut off from the outside world for 7 days. But first, I'm going to do some exploring. This house has 22 bedrooms.
This is the Batman room. There's even a bench sticking out of the wall.
That's pretty awesome.
Whoa!
20 bathrooms.
Hello.
A basketball court.
Oh my goodness.
Bowling alley. Oh. And a giant pool that even has a lazy river. Everything is awesome, except for the fact that I'm literally going to be completely isolated from the world for 7 days. And it's gonna be way more difficult than I thought.
I have a camera in every room of this house. And over here is a red button that says push for human contact. If I push it, it will call Michelle immediately. She'll pop up on the screen to talk to me and I will fail this challenge. Now you may be wondering, Zach, what happens if you fail this challenge? Well, a lockbox with the answer to that should open in three, two, one.
Oh, it's a note.
Piece of paper.
If I fail, you can give me a tattoo.
I hope they come up with a cool design.
What do we tattoo on Zach?
Penis.
After exploring the house and having fun for hours, I started to get hungry, so I decided to cook up some food.
My food is done. I don't have anyone to eat with, but it's okay. I have all of you guys.
It feels weird eating without Michelle or sitting in front of the TV, but I'm extremely introverted and so far, I'm enjoying my time exploring this house alone. Now that I'm done with that, I was starting to get bored, so I did some painting.
Alright guys, so I just finished my first painting. It symbolizes no human contact.
Day one was awesome. I explored the house, got some alone time, but it did feel weird not talking to anyone or using my phone.
All right, so this is my room for the night. It looks like some sort of a spaceship capsule.
It's not bad so far for day one. All right, good night.
I'm not gonna lie, it feels kind of weird. And this morning, I woke up to this.
So this morning, I just realized that overnight, I got like 8 mosquito bites.
I have mosquito bites all over my legs.
There are a couple on my arm and neck as well. And it's been getting really itchy. And I've been looking for the mosquito all morning, and I think I found it. So it turns out the mosquito that bit me died on the canvas I was gonna paint later. Get off my canvas. So I realized that I pretty much stayed inside all day yesterday, so I decided I would get some sun this morning. Apparently, the vitamin D helps keep you in a good mood and wakes you. I found a random bush in the pool.
I quickly realized if I was gonna get through 6 more days in complete isolation, I'm gonna need to come up with a
game plan to go about this 7 days. I think the hardest part about this challenge is going to be going without human contact, obviously. Second thing is not being able to use my phone or laptop. And I also think I'm gonna experience a lot of boredom. So one thing I feel like I need in every schedule is to work out. I think after working out, I'll go for a swim. And then I will eat. And after that, do a little bit of painting. And then I just need to do that 6 more times. All right, let's do this.
First thing on my list, working out.
I am curious as to what song the editors are gonna put in for this scene. Usually there's some Blackpink or 80s rock playing. Right now it's just complete silence and I can just hear myself grunting. Cramp!
After the gym, it was time to go for a swim. But little did I know, my mosquito friends were waiting for me right outside.
Hey! Ah! Ah! There was a mosquito on me.
Look how insane this pool looks. The lazy river is incredible. I'm definitely gonna be swimming every day. And once I was done with swimming, I moved on to the next thing on my list. Basketball practice.
Curry! That was pretty cool.
But even with all the activities I did in the morning, I was starting to get bored without anyone to talk to, so I decided to do some more painting.
Oh.
While I was painting this painting, I thought about Michelle, because I used to paint very, very dark paintings. paintings and pictures. But after meeting Michelle, I became a lot happier and it made me change up my whole art style. This is my setup. I'm just talking to you guys. Camera inception. Whoa, a camera within a camera within a camera. I need to find something to do. I'm getting bored.
I'm extremely introverted, so I thought this no human contact thing would be a lot easier for me. Turns out, being completely cut off from the outside world is starting to drive me crazy.
By not having Michelle around, I am a lot lazier with what I eat. I'm also very afraid of the stove. It's very hot. And also, I think this goes without saying, but I really miss Michelle. I feel like I need someone to spill my mind to. I don't get this personal and I'm not this talkative, but I get used to me talking a lot.
Well, we're at the end of day two and I'm starting to realize this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. I don't know how I'm gonna make it a week.
I've decided to spend my night in this Jurassic Park room.
I've also got Turkey with me.
Sorry, Turkey. I'm gonna use you as a pillow.
I'm tired.
What's up?
Last night was really rough. I couldn't stop waking up in the middle of the night and I don't know what's going on.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
And it turns out, my mosquito problem was only getting worse.
They keep finding a way to get in. I just got bit, like 5 minutes ago, on the back of my leg, right here. My entire body is itching.
Now every morning when I hit the gym, there are just thousands and thousands of mosquitoes doing the nasty right outside the door.
I just had a great idea.
Say hello to my girlfriend, Michelle.
It's raining outside, which means it's the perfect time to go outside and get a natural shower. This water is all natural. I also brought out some soap and shampoo for my all natural shower. So the rain conveniently stopped as soon as I put on my soap. All right, that was lame.
Device is what I talk into every day to communicate with you guys.
Very tired today.
All right, so I just found out that there is a secret sauna room here. I didn't even know this place existed. There's a massage chair, there's a sauna over there, and two lounge chairs.
Today has honestly been pretty rough. I wanna check my phone, see my girlfriend, or just hear someone's voice. It's so silent, it's kinda scary. So I came up with an idea to fix that.
Quite lonely right now.
Yeah! Go, Jim!
So when I say hi, Jim, I really mean hi, you. So yeah, let's go on an adventure.
Let's go, boy. I have decided to start my next painting project.
So while looking over this way, I saw this and it gave me an idea. I am going to draw the turkey Statue of Liberty. I need to know what you think, because the more I look at it, the more frustrated I get. First of all, the mouth is so lopsided. If you look at the clouds, you can still see the gray lines going through. I tried covering it up, but the paint's dry, so they're not blending together. I didn't even finish this part. Hey, you, wipe that smile off your face. I know I can do better than that, but that's why we're here. We practice to get better. Let's put this behind us and nope. I was about to hang it up, but the clouds are driving me nuts. I need to fix it right now. I need to fix it, otherwise I'm gonna go insane. Quick, I need to fix this. I just noticed something mildly infuriating. Look, the couch isn't even. This door over here is not locking.
All right, I think this is broken. As you guys can see, this is all the way down. It opens.
So I jammed one of my camera tripods over here. So when I pull on this door now, it doesn't budge.
Man. All right, that's a bit better. Much better. This is not even.
All right, much better. The chair's uneven. Nope. All right, that's a bit better.
I don't know if it's just the isolation getting to me, but I'm starting to feel like everything is going wrong. Things got worse, and worse, and worse. And worse.
I've
decided to come chill in the movie theater. There are a lot of seats to choose from. And we are watching nothing. I still have a couple more days of this. Can't believe we're not even halfway through yet. When I was planning this video out, I didn't expect it to be this difficult. I really struggle when I'm bored. Today, instead of reaching my phone, I reached for chips instead. You know what I really want to do? I want to lay in bed with Michelle and watch a good horror movie. I also miss Michelle's cooking. I've been eating so bad last few days. I know I've been ranting a lot, and I'm probably talking too much. So I'm just gonna end it. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Day 3 was awful. I'm miserable. I'm lonely. I'm bored and exhausted. But while I was asleep...
You like your gifts?
I slept terribly once again, but then I went downstairs.
I think Michelle left me a ton of gifts this morning. I found this next to the ground. This squirrel looks like my dog. And then we have a purple seal that kind of looks like my other dog. She bought me so many Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Huh? More? This is like a little skep. Oh my goodness! More!
When did she do this?
Let's go!
This is why I love Michelle. I feel like sometimes Michelle knows me better than I know myself. One of the things I miss the most is Michelle's reaction. Like even for stuff like this, when she gives me a ton of gifts, she's really excited to see me happy, but I don't get to see her reaction right now. Michelle and Ben, if you guys happen to be looking at this security camera, love you. I feel so stupid right now talking to a camera like that. I find it so funny. I'm saying I feel stupid talking to a camera.
I usually don't like receiving gifts, but something about this felt really special.
This is a $40 card.
Michelle, I don't know if you're watching this or not, but if you are, look what I got. Look.
All right, woo! Yeah!
This is a good day.
Today is a good day so far. I'm in a great mood right now, so I'm gonna make a bet with my friend.
All right, Ben, if you're watching through the camera feed, I have decided to make a bet with you. I'll bet you 10 grand of my own money that I will make it through the 7 days. See you at the end of the week.
So I was just wandering around the house when I stumbled across something new.
That wasn't there yesterday. I'm leaving this specifically in the kitchen for a reason.
We left it in the basketball court.
Oh, this is a recipe. Apparently, Michelle has noticed that I've been scared to cook the last few days. So she left me instructions on how to make my favorite foods, loco moco.
I wonder how he is gonna make it. He doesn't like getting dirty.
Massage it in with my hands? Oh no!
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Is he planning on cooking it and then molding it into a patty? Because I don't think it works like that. I think he just gave up on making loco moco.
I think he's just going to be eating ground beef.
Yeah.
I think I followed all of Michelle's instructions. What do you think?
At least he likes it.
Now that I'm done eating, I'm feeling creative, so I'm gonna do some painting.
All right, this is turkey curry. I used this photo on the wall as reference.
All right, painting for day 4 is done. I feel like my brain's a little empty right now. The painting, the basketball, the working out, those things are keeping me sane right now.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I feel like I put on some weight from all the bad food I've been eating. So, for today's cardio, we're gonna do a lot of swimming. I'm peeing.
Today, I'm gonna use the stuffed animals that Michelle gave me.
I've made it through day 4, and it's time to get some much-needed sleep. But unfortunately for me, my friend had other plans.
So Zach's been sleeping in for the past couple days, so I'm just gonna hide a bunch of alarm clocks, so that way he has to wake up early.
I think Zach is sleeping in the Jaws room upstairs, so I'm gonna place the first one by his bedroom. This one right here. Sorry, Zach.
What on earth? What is happening? Alarm clock? What? There are alarm clocks going off everywhere. Ugh. Yo! Shut up! Shut up! Thank you!
After that, I went back to sleep, and when I woke up, I was officially 100 hours into the challenge. I don't know if it's the mosquitoes, lack of sleep, or no contact with the outside world, but I think I'm starting to go insane.
Mile 420. That's a pretty funny distance. Alright, so for this next painting, I have decided to use this card as inspiration.
The last few days, I've been getting really bored, but I feel like painting makes it easier to pass the time.
So this is the card that I got from Michelle, and this is Sprite Turkey. That's the art on it. I even tried to include the little shiny thing. I've gotta say, out of all of them, I'm pretty sure that's the best one. Okay, so I just found another note by Michelle. I feel like our routine is off. The first thing I do every day is see you. And then we work and hang out together. And we end the day together. Things haven't been normal the last few days. I enjoy doing something with you when we're happy and even when we're mad. Come home soon.
After I read that, I realized this challenge is not only affecting me, but it's affecting Michelle as well. It's making me a little sad. I want to go home. I want to see Michelle.
After reading this message from Michelle, I teared up a little bit. I think the part where she says, like, things haven't been normal the last few days and that we do everything together, that hit hard.
I don't feel like doing anything else today, so I think I'm just gonna go sleep.
So the bugs are definitely becoming an issue right now. I am about to lose it.
I wanted to wake up this morning feeling great, but I woke up feeling absolutely awful. I have 9 new mosquito bites, my head hurts, and I just feel really exhausted. This sucks.
I'm getting seriously upset. I'm gonna figure out where the mosquitoes are coming from and tape up the entrance. Aha! All right, I just sealed this off. That means they can't come from here anymore. I see that the front door has an opening, so maybe I'll tape that off too. I remember that there's a lot of mosquitoes in the basketball court. I'm starting to think there might be an opening above there, so this must be where they're coming from. So I just blocked the entire thing up with towels. Hopefully that fixes our mosquito problem. I haven't really gotten any sun or enjoyed the outside. I'm gonna take a moment and just meditate a little bit and soak in some sun. Hopefully that'll help with my mood a little bit. All right, let's go back inside. It's getting hot.
I've been walking around for the last 2 hours and I have no idea what to do. I think I'm just gonna go paint.
I went with something really simple today, but this pretty much sums up my mood for the day. Looks so sad. Hey there, wanna play with me? Too bad, you don't have a choice. All right, we're in the end game now.
When you're playing with yourself, it just doesn't feel quite the same. That sounded kind of weird. But it's been so quiet, I feel like I'm starting to forget what other people's voices even sound like.
I'm kind of tired. Ready to sleep, Jim? Good morning. We have officially started our 7th day. Whew, we're almost there. Also, I'm starting to think there's something wrong with me. It has been 48 hours since the last time I've pooped again.
I've realized that the last 2 days, my breathing's gotten very heavy and my heart's thumping really, really hard in my chest. Not really sure why. Also, I have a huge headache. My back and neck also really hurt.
I haven't been taking good care of myself and I feel like I'm really starting to feel the effects.
I don't really know. All I know is that I'm not feeling too good.
For some reason, halfway through yesterday, I just forgot to drink water again. I have no idea why. So my throat kind of hurts. I'm feeling a little dizzy. I should probably go drink some water right now, actually.
After hydrating, I decided to hit one final workout. The hardest thing about working out in this challenge is not being able to listen to music. So every time I go in, I have to make my own.
Oh, that's good.
Take me home!
I am also down to my last protein shake. I have had 23 of these since we started the challenge. Lots of protein.
Also, the other thing I've realized is that I've completely lost track of the days. These paintings right here are literally the only reason I know what day it is. Well, luckily I have my art, because without my art, I would be completely lost. I'm really excited to start my final painting. I have a cool idea for it.
My money don't jiggle jiggle. I am quite proud of this piece. I hope you like it too. This is my final piece. I'm actually really, really proud of this one. This is me as Turkey, and there's a ton of cameras pointed at him, which I feel like is a pretty good summary of this video. Number 7, I even drew you, right there. My hair is driving me insane. Look how long it is. I'm going to attempt to give myself a haircut. Here goes nothing. Oh no. I have not gotten a bug bite all day. I think by blocking off all the entry points yesterday actually worked. I don't think you guys realize how important this is because I have gotten like 50 bug bites during this video.
We are officially down to our last pack of ramen. All right, there it goes. Cheers to the Last Supper. Mmm, so yummy.
I can't wait to see Michelle tomorrow.
I do miss Zach's voice. I haven't heard it in 7 days. Yesterday night, I was watching all our videos just so I can hear his voice.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm lonely.
Going into this challenge as an extreme introvert, I thought it was going to be easy. I didn't think I would miss people so much, especially when I have everything I could want in this insane house. But I was completely wrong. It really doesn't matter if you have nice things around you if you don't have your loved ones to enjoy it with. I still do enjoy my alone time, but having people I love around me just makes life so much more fulfilling, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Good morning.
In just a few minutes, they're gonna knock, letting me know that I have officially been here for 7 days straight.
So out of our 4 years of dating, I've never been nervous to see Michelle.
Until right now. I'm so nervous. My heart's pounding.
I'm here.
What was that?
I love you, Michelle.
I love you too. I miss you so much.
Ben!
What's up, bro?
Let's go!
Yay,
all right, I am going to end this recording. Goodbye.